future, right?
Yes.
We're sitting here having this discussion.
Yes.
So now they have to have the same discussion, is what I'm telling you.
Yes.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that offspring, and you see, boss, I understand you can win war through sex. You can, if I can fuck these bitches and you can have children.
Listen, man, but till the thing I die.
But the thing is, these offsprings that you're gonna produce, they have to marry black. They have to marry African.
Because it's based on principle.
And their offspring have to marry African also. No wonder why you have these royal bloods, these motherfuckers. They always keep it in their families. They always fucking marry their sisters, their cousins, their 15th cousin, for example. This fucking royal family that's on right now, bro.
That's another chapter, my guy.
But it's still what I'm saying important. Is keep it in the family,
bro. The 13th Amendment was designed to take male characters out of the black race.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From the most powerful economy in the world. So you know what? I know that's something about money.
But the thing is this, man. I know niggas in the ghetto. I probably don't understand. But I'm always willing to understand. If you're a black man,
you might understand documentary yatakaone kuti munhu anenge achiteya shiri kuti adye anenge achikwara nenzara, and that person may never know what it's like to have to sell drugs to survive in the USA, right? Like growing up in Chicago, growing up in Philadelphia, growing up in Florida, we might not understand what that was like for black people who first generations who came to that kind of vicinity, the same way we don't understand the struggle and what our parents had to go through to get us in a position like this where they say you got it easy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, right, that's the level that they've set. And that's what we have to go through.
And we have to overcome.
Now, I'm coming through and I'm saying, listen, what we went through or what we had to go through, I understand that. In retaliation, I'm going to do the same thing to them that they did to us. So they have to experience the same thing.
But then again, what I'm saying is for this to work,
it's going to work because you have to go through that.
They will go through it.
You gotta go through it.
But they won't go through it.
I'ma fuck your daughter.
And you
by any means necessary.
You will fuck their daughter and you produce an offspring. But this offspring, my guy,
what about it?
Has to be educated. She has to know. No,
have you not seen enough rappers pop from this shit?
Let me speak. Let me speak.
How many rappers you wanna see come out of Chicago?
How
many Chief Keefs do you wanna see?
We'll see if Kanye's daughters have black niggas as their husbands. And if that's the case,
we don't need Kanye's daughters to have black niggas.
We do. We
for what?
We do.
For what?
Because if this nigga passes, he's going to live all his wealth to his
let me ask you a question.
Or to his daughters.
Let me ask you a question.
And his daughters are married to black niggas.
No. Let me ask you a question.
It's just as important.
Kanye went and fucked Kim.
Yes.
A white bitch.
Yes.
What colored children did he have?
They're mixed. They're in between colors.
What is mixed a color?
Just colors are colors. Just for simplicity's sake.
No, in terms of verbatim, is Drake a mixed child?
In what way? Yes, he is. Because mom's Yagi
how
is
does Drake,
Canadian.
How does Drake define himself? A black man or a mixed man?
Because he chose.
So I'm asking you a simple question.
And back to what I was saying, they
you
can choose.
Run away from the truth.
They can dis. No, listen. If any mixed,
you have the freedom to choose. I hear what you're gonna say. You have the freedom to choose. I can be white, I can be black. But at the end of the day, who are you? What's the truth? what is the dominant force or gene when people look at you? Do they say you are white?
Whether or not it's
African. And we already had a conversation about color, where we were saying that the fact that people define us as black and white, the level of community.
CJ with a new thing. Got me flying high, hopping first class. Twerk, key, twerk, twerk. I said twerk, key, twerk, twerk. With your bad ass, shining with all that fast. She wanna throw it back, I would rather get the bag.
I didn't know to be there.
I don't really see what I did, but I'm not done.
Amen. Then you told us.
Yeah, I'm trying to match my levels after this one, man.
Whew. It's actually not bad with lemon, bro.
Nice a lemon.
A little bit.
Now, a lemon, the Coca-Cola, and then we get, the food is no fire.
It's actually a fire.
Back at it again,
drinking
man.
It straight is probably different. Try this.
Taste it,
you see.
Touching what now, yeah. My father's.
It's a different kind of vibe, you know?
Lemon, I don't want to you didn't put that much, bro.
No.
I put a lot, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it needed like, touching now, yeah, my father's, yeah, good times, yeah. You know, of course, like any father, and it's not shy that would see a provider and I could pay you with a nine who put a wire around. But now, the Russia can I get so guys are open you up, watch what would see and I like it out of me the lifestyle that he intended. Then at the same time, why is he now complaining? Could see you guys have it easy than I had growing up.
Expectation, bro. Let me tell you something from my own situation.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe why I ended up with a baby moms instead of a wife.
Preach. As I don't preach, I teach.
You see, like, when I was in the situation, all I could think about was what I could see, the best possible situation I could see coming from the situation I was in.
Okay.
I couldn't see the best out of the situation I was in.
Mm.
Meaning that I wasn't comfortable with the situation that I was in.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yep.
Not saying that the situation I was in, because we both know where we grew up. You know what I mean? My kid will never know the kind of lifestyle that I grew up in.
And one thing that I fear for your kid is, you know, that kind of one week between 1, 2, 3, 4, and anything. If she gets accustomed, or if he gets accustomed to seeing random niggas pull up, can I sing out to him that I can develop? He or she is gonna go to all these niggas and be like, "Are you my father? Are you my father? You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying?
There's that concept. I didn't grow
it's
up.
It's not a concept. It's actually facts. Because I've had. Like, to them, they don't understand. I'm like, nah, daddy's right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. I hear what you're saying. But even tijitawa topic yedu and one ngaitumbo itana na mumzu panenda upstairs, and when they start searching for that role in their life,
yeah,
you're looking at anywhere from 8 years old.
No, not even. Maybe even like 3.
3, you're searching for it, but you don't understand what the effects.
Yeah.
You don't understand the answers you're looking for.
100%.
Right? And how to implement those answers in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And on. So we're going anywhere from 8 to 16. Then after that, that's when it really becomes effective. Because after 16, that's when it really plays a role in your life, because you're looking for principle, no matter what. Before that, you're dependent on someone. But then when you reach about 16, then you have to start making certain decisions by yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to start acting based on principle. So the male role really has a lot to do with enforcing what kind of principle it is. Like, we could have been drinking these drinks at a pub, talking to random people, but why are we choosing to share our thoughts and hoard them through the test of time? What is it that gives you that kind of confidence and that kind of self-character that says, listen, I could really pull off something that someone else can learn from, because you have a certain kind of confidence to yourself that says, I feel like I am a general self-principled human being who you can learn from.
Yep.
Where does that come from? You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. And that sense of being lost and looking for that answer comes later on in life when it really matters.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Not to neglect what's there before, but when you are looking for that principle that makes someone successful in life, the rules and regulations that you have to follow on a daily basis that build your character, those come into play at a later stage, a little bit more, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that the early stages don't matter, because the early stages are very important too, because you want someone to be grounded and know and have that, and to take away that fear and really know who they are. It's important to know who you are, because if 100%. You don't know who you are, then
100%. And that goes back to, our discussion in the previous episodes, where we're discussing about, re-education, learning what it is that your ancestors have accomplished, learning what it is that, what you bring to the table. You know what I mean? So the same applies with your daughter, right? Kuti iwo ne unemwana, she's mixed between white and African, between European and African. So now, like even if you remember, the concept that I've been trying to, implement in your mind is, regardless of what it is, it's very important that, you teach your child the truth, whether
she's going to look for the truth,
right? And the truth will always be there,
always,
right? And it's your responsibility to teach her, what it is that she brings to the table, what the truth is, what her ancestors have
been
through,
always been looking,
and the system that she looks for. Although she probably has the ability to choose whether she wants to be on the European side or whether she wants to be on the African side, that's up to her. But I think that the issue that...
if she wants to build her character in the best way possible based on principle,
mm-hmm.
she can't run away from who she is.
Yep, she cannot. And I think that one of the issues that mixed people of you know, African and European descent, I think the issue that they face is they're probably, you know, in a tug of war between Africans and Europeans. Whereby they feel like they have to choose between two different races, and now it's like, you know, whether they go to this race, whether or not the fact of the matter is, whether or not they choose to be on the European side, they can never be accepted. Because whether or not it's the shade that they possess, but which to me is baffling because, you know, why is it that white people go to fucking beaches and they fucking go to resorts and they tan, and these niggas come fucking dark skin and be like, oh, yo, listen, man, I got this tan, bro, you know what I mean? Like, yo, like, why is it
that's the case? That's why we say who controls culture.
What do you think?
I know what I think.
Mm-hmm. Which is
but
what?
But it's not about what I know. Because the world that I live in, realistically, there's people who control it.
Okay.
Based off resources that they've built over a period of time. But what I'm saying is, change is inevitable.
Yep.
Change is inevitable, right?
Like you said, life is a wheel.
When we look at the most powerful economy in the world, they had a strategy of taking out father figures in specific homes.
Yeah.
To weaken a certain race.
Weaken the structure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now the roles have flipped.
Even the same thing with African Americans in the US.
There's nothing harder than an interracial relationship right now.
Harder.
Whatever you want to call it, my guy, that is the dopest relationship you can have. A black guy with a white chick. Not a white chick with a black guy.
Or not a black chick with a white guy.
Not a black chick with a white guy. My bad.
It's the same thing. Same thing.
No. We've been seeing black chicks with a white guy. That was never hot.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Black chick with a white guy?
What's interracial?
It's all those things we just mentioned. Black chick with a white guy, white guy with a black chick.
Let's keep it 100% real.
And if black guy with a white chick.
Interracial porn right now. It's a black guy smashing a white chick.
But understand, Kuti, the subconscious. It's all about subconscious implementation, whereby the subconscious works through images. And whatever you see.